Marrying Off Mother and Other Stories by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. Bride, a woman with a fine prospect of happiness behind her. Ambrose Bierce, The Devil's Dictionary. Esmeralda. Of all the many regions in La Belle France, there is one whose very name adds a lustrous glitter to the eye of a gourmet, a flush of anticipation to his cheeks that drenches his taste buds with anticipatory saliva, and that is the euphonious name of Périgord. Here the chestnuts and walnuts are of prodigious size. Here the wild strawberries are as heavily scented as a courtesan's boudoir. Here the apples, the pears, and the plums have sublime juices captured in their skins. Here the flesh of the chicken, duckling, and pigeon is firm and white. Here the butter is as yellow as sunshine, and the cream on top of the churns is thick enough to balance a full glass of wine upon. As well as all these riches, Périgord has one supreme prize that lurks beneath the loamy soil of her oak woods, the truffle, the troglodyte fungus that lives beneath the surface of the forest floor, black as a witch's cat, delicious as all the perfumes of Arabia. In this delectable part of the world, I had found a small and charming village, and had put up at the tiny local hostelry called Les Trois Pigeons. Here mine host, Jean Petion, was a jovial fellow whose face had been turned by wine to the russet colour of a pippin. At this period in autumn, the woods were in their prime, a rich tapestry of colours from gold to bronze. Wishing to enjoy them, I got Monsieur Petion to do me a picnic lunch and drove into the countryside. I parked the car and walked off into the forest.